Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services from more than 300 exhibitors, along with seminars from OSU Extension. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit Oklahoma City. CityFarmShow.com for details.
Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
Well, checking in with OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson at OSU, he says not a whole lot going on in the grain markets this week.
It's just like the last 2 months, two or three months, just not a whole lot happening. You've got wheat prices moving between $5 and $5.50, about $5.30, right in the middle of that range. You go down to corn, it's been wallowing in a 10-cent range from $4 to $4.50. Looks like it may break out the bottom of that. That's not specifically what we want. Now, these prices are forward contract prices for the 24 crop. Want to make sure these aren't current prices. It's what we're going to get for crops that we're putting in the field or have in the field now. So you got corn forward contract about 440 right now, and it's going between 440 and 450. So it's at the bottom of the market, of the range there, might break out. Soybeans, $11.10 for forward contract. It's going range between $11 and $11.20. And 25 cents for range for beans, there's nothing. The one thing we know about these prices is that something's going to happen in the market, make them pop out, either to the top or the bottom. We hope it's the top, but you never know.
And then, of course, you're always having to think about what's going on with Russia and how that can affect the markets.
We got to always come back to the Black Sea, Ukraine, Russia. Russia is right now expecting over a 3.4 billion bushel crop. It looks like it's going to be a new record. The last couple of years, we've had Russian productions right at 3.4 billion, and we know what they're doing on the export market. They probably, for March, will have a record export market for their wheat. If it's not a record, it's going to be a near record. They're putting it on the market, and that's why our prices are well below average right now. So we got to watch what's happening in Russia. A little bit of what's happening in Ukraine.
The planted acre estimates have been released by USDA, and Anderson says those could impact prices.
You can look at the pre-release numbers. That's what the market was expecting. You got corn, and they was the market, the average of the analysts said it was 91.8 million acres. Last year it was 94.6 million acres. In the Outlook Forum in February, they said it was 91 million. So almost 92 million if that number Thursday was well above or below that, it could have an impact on the market. Soybeans, they said 86.5 million acres. Last year was 83.6. So higher bean acres, lower corn acres. All wheat at 47.3 million acres. That's down from 49.6 million acres last year. On a winter wheat, of course, these numbers are pretty well known because we've seen them before. 34.9 million acres compared to last year's 36.7.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show Sunup, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, if you wear denim, then you're invited. It's time once again for the 2024 Denim Bowl coming up April the 5th and 6th in Oklahoma City at the Skirvin Hotel. On Friday, we'll kick off the welcome reception and casino night. Saturday morning is the golf scramble, followed by the 2024 Denim Bowl, with a great evening of good food, dancing, and live and silent auctions. Plus, we'll be inducting the newest members of the Oklahoma Cotton Hall of Fame. To reserve your spot, you can go to OkieCotton.com. Once again, that's OkieCotton.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.